Yeah, good morning there, Sam. It's Dave, KI6OM, Kilo India 6, old man, Dave. So, okay, that explains it. Yeah, it's simple, but yeah, the simple fixes are, like for instance, I've got the, I've got my All-Star nodes on the 220 repeater. I have it sitting behind an RCOM controller, but all of the CWID and courtesy tones, everything else are turned off on that port towards the, you know, towards the internet, the All-Star. So, that keeps it off. And if you're just running like a link radio, you know, it's like a mobile link radio that's RF linked to the repeater system. Typically you set it up for PL encode and decode, and then you program the repeater not to send IDs with the PL turned on. that way when it's IDing and doing its thing, the link radio basically is ignoring all of it because it's got the tone squelch enabled. So yeah, a couple of quick fixes. There is a even on the All-Star stuff, you can go into something called the rpt.conf file and do an edit to that configuration file to get rid of the courtesy tones and the like too. So you can turn them off on certain things, or set them never to go off, I guess, if they're turned off for other ports. But yeah, typically if you had it, say, 1,000 different nodes connected and there were all repeaters connected and they were all IDing and courtesy tones the same thing, the whole network would just clog up with nothing but IDing.